This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So on social media and in the news, you're hearing many people bring up that President Biden should resign, he should resign, he should resign. And you've also seen the terms impeach. You've seen people say, oh, you know, it was one mistake, you know, let it slide. And I don't like seeing the country divided. I also don't like seeing the country grab their knives and pitchforks around a president. I think it was an absolute mess with, you know, what was going on during the Trump presidency. It's going to be another mess with the Biden presidency. And so I think if I was advising President Biden, I would advise him of a few things. But I want to hear from you guys first before I give my opinion. Should President Biden resign in light of what happened with Kabul and any of his other decisions, or should he stay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-362-3254. Should Biden stay or should he go? Now, much of the rhetoric around a president leaving, if you notice, isn't always about policy. When the Democrats want to get rid of Trump, and now when the Republicans want to get rid of Biden, they bring up the health issues, because being able to use the 25th Amendment and being able to remove somebody who is inept is a huge tool or weapon in the arsenal of dethroning a president that might not, you know, have his wits about him. And so people tried to say that Donald Trump had mental incapacities and Biden has mental incapacities. And so Trump fought those off by taking a mini mental status exam, I think. I think he took a mental status exam. I think he had a couple doctors write reports saying, look, he's fine. Here's his cholesterol. He's overweight. He got a colonoscopy, whatever the heck. I personally don't need to know all their medical business, but it started to kind of calm people down. They got off calling him a narcissist until January 6th came, and then all of the issues came back. With Biden, however, he's been asked to take a mental status exam. He's been asked to have a cognitive test. And so I'm a little shocked that his team and his camp hasn't done that. Okay? I mean, why not? Oh, he has doctors. And, I mean, trust me, I don't want anybody to lie. But, I mean, he has doctors, and his doctors could say, I've examined him. He's mentally fit. He's fine. Back off. Just like what Trump's doctors did. And, you know, what happened at Kabul, many people will think that's enough. He got, you know, Americans have died. It's been one of the deadliest days for Americans from a military standpoint. He might seem to be out of touch, not knowing what he's doing. But when it comes to policy and when it comes to war, when it comes to, you know, let's say bad decisions by a president, that isn't always enough to remove them from office. So where Biden is going to be in trouble is if any more people bring up he's got cognitive deficit. And it seems to be a very simple fix temporarily. Right, by getting the exam, having the scan, having the doctor say, look, we examined him. Because, mind you, to be mentally incompetent, the brain farts aren't necessarily enough. Trust me, you do have to have memory recall. You can't be calling Syria and Libya the same country. You can't be mixing up your FEMA director, you know, and pass with flying colors. But if they aren't having Biden take a test because they're afraid they won't pass, give him the gosh darn test and let's just see where he's at. And even if they don't want to make it public, you know, I'm a doctor first. I don't want to see somebody who might be already going through cognitive deficit and dementia and not get on the RSF or the Namenda or get on certain treatments that, you know, cholesterol lowering medications, whatever he needs, you know, to make sure that he could slow that down. I've seen the footage. He was sparky. He was spunky. He was quick-witted just a few years ago. And as a doctor, I am seeing some concerning things. But with all these calls for him to resign, it's going to be, they're going to keep bringing up his cognitive deficit and or any lack of cognition or his mental health. And so I think, and I don't know why we haven't seen this, I think his team needs to put that to rest like Trump did. There are multiple tests. They could give him multiple tests, and whichever one he scores the highest on, show people. My worry is they haven't done that. My worry is maybe he doesn't want it. My worry is maybe he isn't passing. My worry is maybe they just don't want to open up that can of worms. Well, that can of worms is being opened up now. Because if his policy is causing people to die, people to be, if we do have an American hostage situation, we end up during the hearings hear from the military that, because people are going, you know, why would the military not, I keep hearing this on all the news outlets. Why wouldn't the military secure more than the airport? And why would they allow their equipment to go into the hand? All these things. I mean, we have the best military. We have the best military in the world. Nobody, a Democrat and a Republican, does not want Putin or anybody in any of these other countries, Kim Jong-un, to think that we have a weak military or an incompetent military. So you know that when the hearings happen, the military is going to say, look, that wasn't my idea. No, we know better. We know how to withdraw from a country. We know how to do this. So there might be a lot of throwing people under the bus. Now, they might not. They might say, you know what? The president was right. They might try to make it work. They might try to, you know, all be a united front. But, you know, if I was Biden, he's got it. Well, number one is, okay, you know, listen to the military experts. This is a military operation. If you don't have the military, you know, experience and you're, you know, limited in that, you know, let the military figure this out. But I just think that the push for him to resign is going to get stronger and stronger, and there's some things he could do to head it off at the pass. But if he fails the test, then he probably shouldn't be running this country. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel and Alex who are working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sammy asks if I think Biden is being blackmailed. And that's why he's acting the way he is. Now, that's, I'd say no, but then in light of everything going on with Hunter Biden, I mean, maybe that I gotta think about that one. You know, is he being blackmailed? I mean, I don't know, he's president of the United States. You'd think he would have a lot of power, and if somebody was blackmailing him, I mean, he would have, all the, what's the word for it, all the resources he needs. But I got to tell you, it is interesting. One of you asked if I noticed that he was told he was instructed. I've been watching that. He does that. We've spoken about this on the show, where when it comes to the press, you can see he does not like talking to the press. He tries to hide from the press. It's complete opposite of Trump. Trump's like, bring it, and the press was brutal to him. But Biden will keep saying, I'm instructed not to answer questions. I've been told not to. Now, what he's doing is he's using that same callous sort of, joke, like, well, you know, my wife's in charge sort of thing, so, you know, I'm not allowed to make decisions about our, like whenever I talk to my buddies, I'm like, okay, well, when are we all going out? You know, he's like, my wife is in charge of all the, our social calendar. I know nothing. My wife's in charge, right? So the wives always figure it out, and it gets the guys out of doing a bunch of the baloney. You know, I'm not going to set up, I'm not going to touch a kitchen. My wife says that when I do, I mess it up. This is her territory, so I'm not going to mess anything up. You're like, oh, baloney, you're going to help. So I get that. A lot of dudes do that. I get that. All right. Look, I'm a wife. My husband does the same thing. But you're the president of the United States, so using that sort of quip that we use to talk about how our wives are in charge does not work when you're president and you have the press, who have been very kind to you and helped get you elected throughout all this, when you basically are, you know, telling the press, I've been instructed. And so I'm noticing with a lot of these press releases or press briefings, he said, they gave me a list here. The first person I was instructed to call on was Kelly O'Donnell, NBC. So he goes by these lists. He's always in lists. He always says, I have a card. I have a list. This list thing bothers me, not only from a dementia standpoint, but also from a foreign policy standpoint. When I was watching the press briefing, one of them asked about the list he gave the Taliban of Americans in Afghanistan. And at first I'm thinking, no, wait, is that fake news? Wait, what? No, but nobody would give the enemy a list of Americans. What? No. Apparently that's true. Politico said U.S. officials in Kabul gave the Taliban a list of names of American citizens, green card holders, and Afghan allies to grant entry into the militant-controlled outer perimeter of the city's airport. Why? Stop it with the list. We gave Putin a list. Please don't. Please, Putin, here's the deal. Please don't cyber attack these companies on this list. We gave the Taliban a list of names of American citizens, green card holders, and Afghan allies to allow through. America is under the premise that we have a diplomacy, we have a good, strong, friendly relationship with the Taliban. And we could diplomatically ask them to let people pass while they're holding back others. When did we trust the Taliban all of a sudden? Because ISIS-K is the worst enemy? So this move was detailed to Politico by three U.S. congressional officials. And apparently it was supposed to be designed to expedite the evacuation of tens of thousands of people from Afghanistan as chaos erupted. That's a deadly move. Biden has been relying on the Taliban for security outside the airport. So when Kabul fell mid-August, most of Afghanistan did, 100,000 people, I believe, have been evacuated since. But the problem they had is Taliban got control before America needed to be gone. And so, as we all know, America thought Afghan troops were going to be fine. They could leave. They could say the war was over. They could have this big, huge headline, look like heroes, go down in the history books. and the Americans will live very comfortably under Afghanistan rule. Well, the Afghans fled when the Taliban threatened to take them and kill them, and we're seeing videos. I just saw a video of a whole bunch of Afghan soldiers lined up and shot in the head. I can't post it on social media. It's so bad. And it's real. It's not doctored. And we underestimated the strength that the Afghan rebels would have, and we definitely underestimated how quick the Taliban could move because they've been planning this whole time. So they thought that the American citizens wouldn't need to flee. Once they realized they did, they go, look, please let these people out. Please let these people out. Now, the Taliban might be in a nice mood now, but didn't they say that in 4 days there's consequences if America's there? The military, at least? One defense official said basically they put all those Afghans on a kill list. Taliban has a history of murdering Afghans who collaborated with the U.S., as well as other coalition forces. Why would they give Taliban a list of these guys? I don't understand. Something like that is egregious. That is, I get, that would be grounds for resignation. You know, and mind you, I'm not here to debate, you know, whether the president needs to resign or not. It was a poll as to guys, you know, what do you think should be done right now? And we're hearing from you, and it's, please call in, though, because I'd like to hear your voice. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But where they're really going to get him is the incompetency, because giving somebody a list of your allies, giving the enemy a list of your allies, I've never seen anybody do that. It's one of the deadliest, stupidest things you could have thought. And people say, well, yeah, but Dr. Dalia, it's because they had to let these people through. They needed to ask, why is the Taliban in a position where they're controlling who's coming in and out? Why isn't America or the coalition forces are in that position? So Joe Biden was asked this at the press conference yesterday. He said he wasn't sure there was such a list. But he also didn't deny that sometimes the U.S. hands over names to the Taliban. Don't hand over my name. Don't do me any favors. So what does this teach us? Well, he first answered, there have been occasions where our military has contacted their military counterparts of the Taliban and said this, for example, this bus is coming through with X number of people on it, made up of the following group of people. We want you to let that bus or that group through. So yes, there have been occasions like that. To the best of my knowledge, in those cases, the bulk of that has occurred and they have been let through. He said, I can't say with any certitude that there's actually been a list of names. There may have been, but I know of no circumstance, he says. It doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. That here's the names of 12 people. They're coming. Let them through. It could very well have happened. And I know he makes it sound like this is just same old, same old. This is par for the course. You know, we're working with the Taliban. They're letting people out. Taliban has already said they're our enemy. Hamas has applauded them. Taliban has already said there's going to be consequences. They don't like us. They're not our friend. Why would you trust them today when in 4 days from now all those people could be killed? Anybody on that list is in some deep, 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 deep trouble. And so, I don't know where they go next. This is just one debacle after another. But other countries, I mean, if anybody else looks at how America handled Afghanistan, and we are relying on other, you know, coalition forces, they are going to look at us as pretty scary stuff, because if we're giving names of Afghans to who Taliban want to kill, you know, France, England, Israel, they could be like, what kind of lists are they giving to the Taliban with our names? 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Tahibo Paula Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Pentagon says a Taliban failure may have led to the deadly terrorist attack. 13 troops died and 18 were wounded in an ISIS-K terrorist attack yesterday near the Kabul airport. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby was pressed on how the bombers got past Taliban checkpoints and if they may have been complicit.
Actually, I didn't hear General McKenzie put it that way, Jenna. In fact, I think in one of the questions he got, and I think it was Idris's, you know, he said, Idris asked, was there a failure? And the general said, of course, there was a failure somewhere, obviously. And he even alluded to the fact that it could have been at a Taliban checkpoint. So we've not been certain about that.
Tropical storm Ida is expected to make landfall along the northern Gulf Coast this weekend, affecting parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. USA Radio News. Vaccinated or not, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is making announcements regarding new mask mandates. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, Wendy King has the details.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is requiring all educators from kindergarten through college to get a COVID-19 vaccine, along with higher education students and all healthcare workers in the state.
Unfortunately, our current vaccination levels are not enough to blunt the ferocity of the Delta variant hospitalization surges in some regions.
He also imposed a statewide indoor mask mandate for anyone over the age of 2.
Governor Pritzker raising a lot of eyebrows last year during the pandemic when, over the Thanksgiving holiday, his family traveled to their Florida home when there was a stay-at-home order in effect in Illinois. More news online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Keep these questions coming. I know some of you are a little shy when it comes to speaking on air. I get it. But we are taking your calls, your questions, your comments, whether they're coming on Twitter or Facebook or email at drdahlia.com. But, of course, the phone line is 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Janaya, who lives in Las Vegas, wants to know if the school district, the Clark County School District, is going to mandate vaccines for kids. So there's a short answer and a long answer. Short term, I don't think it's happening anytime soon, because right now the Pfizer vaccine is only approved non-emergently for 16 on up. The full approval is the 16 on up. The emergency authorization is still the 12-year-old on up. We don't have any emergency authorization or guidance on those under 12 years old. So the 5 to 11 age group, the infant to 5 age group, those studies are being finalized now. And those studies' data is going to be given to the CDC, FDA, for them to approve a younger pediatric vaccine. And remember, those take a little longer because you can't just call a kid a mini-me. You know, children have much different immune systems. We need to make sure it doesn't mix with their other immune. I mean, these kids get so many vaccines these days. We have to make sure it doesn't interfere with that immunity that they're trying to build. And we haven't had kids vaccinated, so we don't have long-term studies with this. So the short answer of CCSD or any sort of school district pediatric vaccination, right now, it's not a reality because it is just way too soon. So I know some people are concerned. I mean, you know, mandatory vaccines and vaccine mandates still primarily affect the adult population, or because of the Pfizer Comirnaty vaccine, the 16 on up. That being said, I've been asked, what about the future? Would the school districts in the future mandate COVID vaccine? I wouldn't be surprised. I know this makes a lot of parents a little nervous, but we have already a robust vaccination program. Most kids cannot enter the school without the MMR, without the hepatitis, without the pneumococcus, without their varicella, without their tetanus, diphtheria, pertussis. Already kids are mandated to show that they've had their slew of vaccines before they enter the school. So if there is an infectious disease that does affect children, even if it's rare, and the public health feels that kids need to be vaccinated so they spread it less or don't get infected by it, they're going to recommend the vaccine. Now, mind you, we have very interesting data that keeps coming out where vaccinated individuals could spread the virus. Vaccinated individuals who didn't have COVID might have less immunity than those who had natural COVID. So we're starting to get more and more data out of Israel, out of New York, out of our, you know, out of a whole variety of different institutions that are studying this. But I just see where this is going. If measles, mumps, rubella, if polio, if these things are so much now more rare, and our vaccine program gets the credit for those being more rare, it is going to be a hard sell to not include COVID in the vaccine regimen for those who feel the vaccines get the credit for eliminating these viruses. And trust me, I'm so glad we don't have smallpox. I'm so glad we don't have polio. COVID, though, is a different breed. COVID is a much different breed than these other viruses. And I don't trust it, which is why I'm pro-vaccine. I'm just not pro-mandates. I don't trust this virus. I also don't think the one vaccine is going to do the trick. You know, you could get a vaccine regimen for hepatitis and then be done. Month one, 2 months, and six, well, also HPV. But you get it, you can get it at birth, get it a month later, get it 6 months, get your 3 doses, and be done. With COVID, you're not done. With one shot, you might not be done. You might need 2 shots. You might need a booster after 5 or 6 months, depending on this recent study that says Pfizer vaccine, immunity starts to wane at 5 months. So now we start to have a situation where the kids are going to have to be dragged in to get vaccines more than once or twice a year. It does change things. You know, this is going to be a much more difficult vaccine to mandate. We're doing it now because it was, again, under the premise of, guys, once you do it, you're done. but vaccine hesitancy is starting to kind of brew, and we're hearing growls because we're hearing that might not cut it. We got a new Delta variant, more people in the hospital. You got to need to get a third booster, and then you might need a fourth. So if COVID isn't going away and isn't subsiding for the next few years, there's going to be a huge push for the pediatric population to get that vaccine approved, emergency authorized, and then they might turn around and mandate it. Parents, though, are a different breed than adults, regular adults. You know, adults are like, roll me, you know, I'm rolling up my arm, give me the injection. I did. I'm like, fine, give me the injection, I'll do it. With my kids, they got the injection. But man, I did hold my breath. I was like, gosh, am I making the right decision? And my kids even asked me, they go, Mom, are you sure? We're only doing this because you're saying it's the right thing to do. And I'm like, with the amount of information I have at hand, I really, in the bottom of my heart, don't believe this shot's going to hurt you. And I think it'll help you more than hurt you. So, yes, I want you to get the vaccine. But I got to tell you, when you're a parent, it doesn't matter if you're a doctor. It doesn't matter if you're a vaccine researcher. You always have that one little thought of, what if I'm wrong? And these babies are trusting me. Now, I don't freak out about it as much as others because I'm a doctor. I have to make decisions all the time that people rely on. Even in radio, I'm telling you things that have ramifications. You know, if I'm telling you guys, you know, you need to be careful of this product, or there's this outbreak, or there's this. So, you know, I realize that my words, you know, can be carried, can be spread, can be shared. And so I have to put thought into everything I tell you guys. But even with that, still, even with my kids, as a mom, you always think, you know, I'm injecting something into my babies. You know, is that the right thing to do? So, you know, I did, and I'm grateful I did. I'm so relieved they got the vaccine. But to convince, you have parents, you have 72, 75 million kids. So to convince 150 million parents out there to have their kid get an experimental vaccine is going to be tricky. So do I, like I said, I don't think the younger school mandates are going to be coming anytime this semester, because like I said, we don't have the shot. And even if there is emergency approval, I don't think the school districts are even equipped. But what I do predict is when we do get emergency approval, by next semester, many schools are going to mandate that as part of the vaccination program. I also predict we're going to have a lot of parents who might be pro-vaccines for themselves, anti-mandate. There's a huge bunch of us that are pro-vaccine but anti-mandate. And then I think there's going to be a lot of parents that are going to pull their kids out of school. And they'll pull their kids out of school so they can at least wait and be comfortable with the science. Mind you, this mRNA technology has been around since the 90s. I do understand that some parents are a little hesitant about, well, you know, do we know that these vaccine formulations aren't going to have any ramifications? In theory, they shouldn't. I mean, what I've read and learned about them, they really shouldn't remain in the body, wreak havoc, but I get that parents are concerned. And parents, well, and by the way, if a parent is concerned, that doesn't mean they're a bad person. That means they love their child. Any parent concerned, don't be ridiculing them or calling them crazy. It's because they love their child. I get it. But, yeah, great question. Great question. Keep it up. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Tropical Storm Ida is strengthening in the Caribbean right now. And sadly, it's forecast to hammer the north northern U.S. Gulf Coast. It is going to be a major hurricane. I believe it's going to hit a level three. There will be life-threatening storm surge, dangerous rainfall, flooding, potentially devastating winds and tornadoes. This is being reported by weather.com. They say the National Hurricane Center has just upgraded parts of western Cuba to a hurricane warning, including the Isle of Youth and the provinces of Pinar del Rio and Artemisa. They say a hurricane watch continues in effect from Cameron, Louisiana, to the Mississippi-Alabama state line, including the New Orleans metro area. Hurricane watches are issued 48 hours in advance. When tropical storm force winds are expected to arrive, the conditions make it difficult to make preparations for a hurricane once they begin, which is why we always want you guys to make sure you prepare ahead of time. If you're getting your boards, if you're getting your food, your water, you know, putting your medications into fireproof and waterproof packaging, split them up, because if you lose one bag, at least you have another. Make sure, if you are going to be out of your medicines, to get them refilled. So a storm surge watch is in effect for the Texas-Louisiana state line to the Alabama-Florida state line, including Vermilion Bay, Lake Borgne, Lake Pontchartrain, Lake Maurepas, and Mobile Bay. So, sadly, dangerous flooding is expected with storm surge in the next 48 hours. They say also a tropical storm watch has been issued near the Alabama coast, where tropical storm conditions are possible within 48 hours. So they say interests near the coast of Louisiana to Alabama should monitor their progress closely, make hurricane preparations. The National Hurricane Center said there is an increasing risk for hurricane force winds, flooding rainfall, and life-threatening storm surge Sunday and Monday, especially in Louisiana. So currently it's in the Caribbean, West Caribbean approaching western Cuba. So it hasn't made it to the Gulf yet. It's moving northwest. When it gets into the Gulf, that's where things get a little worrisome, because that is where it gets to strengthen. As we saw with Hurricane Katrina in 2005, the Galveston hurricane in 1900, that we get some real, real bad ones, because the Gulf doesn't seem to shift them that quickly, and they get to hover, they get to brew a little bit more. So bands of heavy rain are going to soak Jamaica, the Cayman Islands, and Cuba. Thunderstorms are going to continue to erupt near Ida's center. Did I say I was worried about Ida? Was I worried about Ida? I think I was. I always predict which ones I'm going to think are bad ones. And Ida, I thought, was one of them. Ida is the ninth named storm right now of the 2021 Atlantic hurricane season. The 2020 season, I think, was one of the worst on track. We are hoping that 2021 isn't as bad. But the fact that we're already now dealing with Ida, we could be, you know, as predicted, having a very, very highly active hurricane season. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Scary, 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 scary times. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also making headlines, Sirhan Sirhan. You guys remember that name? He's the man convicted of assassinating Robert F. Kennedy in 1968. He's currently 77 years old, and he may be free today. In fact, the Kennedy family supports him going free. So the man who was convicted of killing Senator Robert F. Kennedy in 1968 is going to be paroled on Friday. The Los Angeles District Attorney said he will not argue against his release. Sirhan Sirhan faces his 16th parole hearing Friday for the 1968 killing. And for the first time, no prosecutor, according to Daily Mail, is going to argue or be there to argue that he should be kept behind bars. Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon, a former police officer who took office last year after running on a reform platform, says he idolized the Kennedys and mourned RFK's assassination, but is sticking to his policy that prosecutors have no role in deciding whether prisoners should be released. Sirhan told the panel in 2016 that if he was released, he hoped he would be deported to Jordan or live with his brother in Pasadena, California, where the family has owned a home since 1963. His brother, Munir Sirhan, has said in the past that he and Sirhan were the only living members of their family that remain, and he welcomes his brother's return. He says, "I just want to hear his footsteps on the porch. I just want to hug him and tell him welcome home." So who decides that? Well, the California Parole Board. They can evaluate whether he has rehabilitated after, what, 53 years? 53 years in jail? And if he could be released safely. They say relitigating a case decades after a crime should not be the job of prosecutors, even in notorious cases. He says, Gascon says, the role of a prosecutor and their access to information ends at sentencing. So the 77-year-old Sirhan has served 53 years for the first-degree murder of the New York senator and brother of President John F. Kennedy. RFK was a Democratic presidential candidate. He was gunned down at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles moments after delivering a victory speech in the California primary. Sad. Conspiracy theories have lived on for decades about a second shooter, as well as the possibility that Sirhan might have been a patsy or even under hypnosis. Kennedy's son, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., told the Washington Post in 2018 that he doesn't believe Sirhan was the killer. He said, I was disturbed that the wrong person might have been convicted of killing my father. My father was the chief law enforcement officer in the country. I think it would have disturbed him if somebody was put in jail for a crime they didn't commit. So Kennedy, the son, supports reopening the investigation into his father's murder. He said, I can get very emotional, wrapped around my personal feelings, someone that killed someone that I thought could have been an incredible president for this country, but that has no place in this process, just like it doesn't for the person nobody knows about. Now, Sirhan's new defense attorney, Angela Berry, said she couldn't agree more. She plans to argue that the board's decision should be based on who Sirhan is today, not about past events, which is what the board has issued its parole denials on before. She said she plans to focus on his exemplary record in prison and show that he poses no danger. She said, we can't change the past, but he was not sentenced to life without the possibility of parole. To justify denying it based on the gravity of the crime and the fact that it's disenfranchised millions of Americans is ignoring the rehabilitation that has occurred. I don't know if he did it. I didn't follow. This was before I was born, and I never really studied that assassination. I did find a lot of odd things with the JFK assassination and believe that the JFK assassination was a lot more than, you know, Oswald and you know, the shooting that happened in the sixth story of the library, Lee Harvey Oswald. I just think that there was a lot more to it. And, you know, sadly, I don't think that, if you thought, you know, 2020 was a year of, or just our current decade is a year of drama, imagine, you know, in the 60s, you know, all the stuff that happened with Martin Luther King, with JFK, with Robert, F. Kennedy. So it was pure chaos. And sadly, you know, many people still wonder if Lyndon B. Johnson had a role in the JFK assassination. And that got kind of, you know, put down pretty quickly early on into the investigation. And we'll never know. We'll never know. So, I don't know. I mean, you know, 53 years, if somebody served their 53-year sentence for killing a potential presidential candidate, are they a threat? Is somebody who's 77 years old a threat? I don't know. I mean, I really do believe that prisoners can rehabilitate. I do believe. But remember John Hinckley Jr. Wasn't John Hinckley Jr. denied parole because when he would go to the library, he kept reading up on books of people who assassinated presidents? He's really fascinated by that topic. So, I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay? Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.